Moncrief on News Talk.
If a woman chooses to be childless, at first she may have to endure people asking her why, and then perhaps later in life, if she regrets that decision. Helen Taylor is the author of Childless by Choice, The Meaning and Legacy of a Child-Free Life. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Your mother heavily influenced you in deciding not to have children, is that right?
Yes, she did. She, you know, my mother was of a generation that lived through the war. So there wasn't very much contraception that was, you know, that was convenient. And everybody around her expected her to have children. But I think my mother would have been much better off if she hadn't had children, because she was an ambitious woman. She's very clever, very ambitious, and she wanted to be a teacher. And she became a teacher very late in life, in her 50s. But when she had three children, and frankly, the life of drudgery of a woman in the 50s and 60s was no fun. You know, she didn't have any time-saving gadgets. She didn't have a fridge. She didn't have a freezer. And so all I remember is that she was exhausted all the time. And we would sit at the kitchen table and she'd say to me, "Helen, don't have children, because you can have a free life and you can get educated and you can have a career and you won't be tied down as I was." And I believed her. And actually, I think I did the right thing.
Yeah. No. OK, well, so the answers perhaps a question that's it might have been in some of the listeners' minds as to whether you regretted it or not. But I assume, though, you must have been at some point in your life where, say, your peers were all getting pregnant. And perhaps we're saying, you know, looking at you, as we'd say in Ireland, they'd say, "Is there anything stirring?" I mean, when are you going to get on with it, kind of thing? Did you feel pressure?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course I did. From my friends all expected that I would have children, and all my friends were having children. And so I had another opportunity to look at mothers, many of whom were actually like me. They were educated and they were having children. Unlike my mother, you know, they were much happier. They were enjoying their children, but, you know, they still had very hard lives. It's very hard work being a mother. Trying to combine that with a career, with a relationship, you know, with a partner relationship and so on, I realized that it was very hard work. And I was able to be there as a friend. You know, I could listen to them moaning about sleepless nights and no sex and, you know, all those things. And I could support them. But I was glad that I was out of that loop. On the other hand, of course, it did mean that I was out of that loop. And so I've always been a slight sort of outsider to families and to children. And that's something I've had to deal with, really. But it's not been a great hardship.
Yeah. Though, I mean, you must have found yourself in the situation. Everyone, all your friends are having babies. And so you have to kind of endure endless baby conversations.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. when in fact you want to talk about other things. And of course, I found that very frustrating. I wanted to have serious conversations, and it's very difficult to have a serious conversation with a woman who's breastfeeding and, you know, who hasn't had any sleep and things like that.
I imagine, though, at the same time, because many women they go through the baby production phase, for want of a better phrase. And then they kind of go, "Well, I want to come back to being me again now, to being a human being, and not just a vessel and a carer." And so they have you to talk to about like grown up stuff.
Well, that's true, and of course, I was there when they emerged from that. Some of them had relationship breakdowns, so I was there to kind of console them and see them through that. But of course, what happens is that your friends then, if you're as old as I am, your friends start to have grandchildren, and having grandchildren is clearly a great joy for many women, and I don't have that, and so I sometimes feel a twinge of envy of women who have grandchildren, who they don't have to see them all the time. They can take them, they can send them back, you know. So the phases of a woman's childbearing life and then becoming a grandparent, I have not had that, but I have had other things instead.
Yeah. But you, and I assume then, because a lot of women report that, you know, they just reach a point almost like their body is telling them to have a baby, and they have almost a primeval urge to do it. Did you ever feel that?
No, I didn't. And I think that is a big difference between women. I mean, I've had lots of conversations with women who did in fact feel, you know, that their body, they were aching to have a baby. And I mean, I remember a young colleague of mine who had something like 5 IVF treatments, because she said, my whole body wants to give birth. And I understood it intellectually, but I've never felt it. Mm. I've never felt it. And I think there is a difference. There's a difference between women who feel it and women who don't. And of course, women who feel it and then can't have a baby, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they can't get pregnant, or they have miscarriages, or the treatment, the IVF treatment doesn't take hold, then I think that must be awful. And I feel for those women, and I've been supporting women like that.
Yeah. In your life, though, you have been, obviously, because we all do, you've been in situations where you can have been in close proximity with children. Would it be fair to say you're just not a child person?
I think that's a very good way of putting it. Yes. What I really like is when children become adults, you know, when they become teenagers and adults. And so and I often think, I mean, Simone de Beauvoir, who didn't have children and didn't want children, and she adopted a daughter when she was quite old. And I thought, that's quite sensible to adopt an adult woman. But no, I've never really yearned to pick up babies. I've never enjoyed being around babies. On the other hand, I can admire babies. And when I look at children in the street, I think, oh, how cute they are, how lovely. And I go and buy nice baby presents for my friends and my friends' children. So I enjoy that side of it. But no, I'm not a baby person. You're quite right.
Have attitudes changed, do you think, over the years?
Yes, I think they have. And what's interesting to me, and what's good, is that women have, young women have started to say, well, we won't have children because, you know, climate change is coming. Do we want to bring children into a world of climate change? There's possibility of nuclear war, the cost of living crisis, you know, lots of young women can't get onto the housing ladder. And I was very lucky to be of a baby boomer generation when I was able to get onto the housing ladder. And so a lot of women, younger women, feel that they're not in a position to have children. And I feel for them. But there's also the fact that there are women who had children and, like my mother, realized they weren't cut out for it. And so they've had unhappy lives having children, often when they've had more than one. And so I feel for those women too.
Yeah, that is interesting, because I suppose that category of women are struggling with a kind of an inbuilt sense that they're a failure somehow, because that's all society regards them as.
Yeah, yes. And yeah, of course, on the other hand, women who don't have children are often regarded as failures. You know, we're talked about as hags and crones and career women and all those kind of things. And we're regarded as unnatural. Certainly, you know, President Erdogan and indeed President Trump and Elon Musk regard us as very unnatural and feel that we don't have a stake in the future. Well, we do have a stake in the future, and we have a stake in the future because we want to support people, families, to keep the economy going, to look after us and people like us when we're old. So it's absolute nonsense to say that we don't have a stake in the future.
Helen Taylor is the author of Childless by Choice: The Meaning and Legacy of a Child-Free Life. Helen, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.